Electronics Weekly, increased sales and increased productivity. Mitsubishi Electric to double satellite component production capacity. Mitsubishi Electric Corporation recently announced that it has started constructing a facility that will double the satellite component production capacity of its Kamakura Works, Sagami factory in Sagamihara, Japan. The factory is Mitsubishi Electric's core production and testing site for solar array panels, structural panels and other satellite components. The new facility, which will commence production in October 2017, is expected to help the company continue growing its share of the global satellite market. Mitsubishi Electric manufactures satellite components, most notably structures made with advanced composite materials for the global market. The new facility will introduce a number of advanced manufacturing machines, which will help the factory to double its production capacity, while existing machines currently dispersed throughout the factory will be concentrated in the new facility. Learn more at Mitsubishi Electric's website. Global semiconductor sales increase in second quarter. The Semiconductor Industry Association, SIA, representing the U.S. in semiconductor manufacturing, design, and research, announced worldwide sales of semiconductors reached $79.1 billion during the second quarter of 2016, an increase of 1.0% over the previous quarter and a decrease of 5.8% compared to the second quarter of 2015. Global sales for the month of June 2016 reached $26.4 billion, an uptick of 1.1% over last month's total of $26.1 billion, but down 5.8% from the June 2015 total of $28.0 billion. Cumulatively, year-to-date sales during the first half of 2016 were 5.8% lower than they were at the same point in 2015. All monthly sales numbers are compiled by the World Semiconductor Trade Statistics, WSTS, organization and represent a three-month moving average. Regionally, sales increased compared to June 2015 in China, 1.7%, but fell in Asia-Pacific/all other, minus 11.0%, the Americas, minus 10.8%, Europe, minus 5.5%, and Japan, minus 1.3%. Sales were up slightly compared to last month in the Americas, 3.0%, China, 2.2%, and Europe, 1.7%, but down somewhat in Japan, minus 1.0%, and Asia-Pacific/all other, minus 0.6%. For more information, visit semiconductors.org. New scope offers signal visualization starting at $1,200. Tektronix, provider of digital measurement solutions, recently introduced the TBS 2000, a basic oscilloscope featuring signal evaluation and troubleshooting. This addition to the Tektronix portfolio includes the ability to use a range of Tektronix probes. Design engineers use general-purpose oscilloscopes to prototype, debug and validate designs of new products and for general troubleshooting. In education, oscilloscopes give students hands-on experience in electronics engineering and educators need to efficiently mentor and monitor large groups of students. The TBS 2000 meets all these requirements. Other features include models available with 70 MHz or 100 MHz bandwidth and with 2 or 4 channels. A 9-inch WVGA display, the TBS 2000 can display 15 horizontal, time, divisions. A 20-point record length with single knob pan and zoom provides the ability to capture long time duration signals and navigate to find important details. Support for the Tektronix VPI probe interface. New Help Everywhere context sensitive, configurable help provides on-screen tips for important settings. Wi-Fi dongle support enables wireless connectivity so educators can set up electronics engineering labs or engineers can take advantage of the instrument's LXI-compliant interface to control the oscilloscope remotely. The TBS 2000 is be available at Tektronix distributors worldwide. Starting price is $1,200 US MSRP. Phononic unveils PicoTech Series thermoelectric module for optical electronics. Phononic Microtech and PicoTech. Image courtesy of Phononic. Phononic has announced its PicoTech Series solid-state thermoelectric module, TEM, designed to provide temperature control in order to meet the thermal management requirements of optoelectronics and fiber optic modules. Phononic's PicoTechs have a device height of less than 0.7 mm with a typical delta T max of 65 degrees K and a QC max of 25 watts/cm2 or more. In addition to the small footprint, the Pico Techs offer temperature control, reduced power consumption and application-specific design options. Other features include metallized and bare ceramic headers, wire-bondable interconnects, application and customer-specific device designs, RoHS-compliant components. The new Pico Tech series complements Phenonic's current product series of mini and micro techs, scalable bulk devices, as well as heat pumps as the company's smallest tech to date. This proprietary technology is manufactured in Phenonic's ISO 9001-2008 certified facility in Research Triangle Park, North Carolina. For more information, visit the Phenonic website. Semtech LoRa RF technology for IoT used in compact wireless module from Morata. Semtech Corporation has announced that its LoRa wireless RF technology is integrated into a compact module from Morata, a manufacturer of electronic components, modules and devices, for use in a variety of Internet of Things, IoT, and machine-to-machine, M2M, applications. The LoRa One module, scheduled to begin production in October, is expected to support a wide range of sensors for IoT applications, including smart meters, wearables and tracking devices. It is able to operate within a wide range of temperatures. Its memory is capable of supporting a range of applications and its flexible data rate is designed to increase battery life and optimize long-range communication. This module, integrated with the STMicroelectronics STM32L0 series ARM Cortex-M0 Plus 32-bit microcontroller, is aimed to ease integration into a variety of sensors. Semtech's SX1276 long-range transceiver is included in the module to provide spread-spectrum communication, high interference immunity and minimized current consumption. For more information, visit the Semtech product website. Missed last week's Electronics Weekly? Click here.